have no doubts, this is a semi-final of the 2016 European Championships. However, you'd be forgiven if you were looking at this game in Marseille as if it was a final. Germany are up against France. Two of the big guns in this tournament going head-to-head for a place to face Portugal. Paul Pogba, he's been a lot in the news for other reasons. Griezmann, Payet, they have had fabulous tournaments so far in their home country. And the hosts, of course, are looking to play a final on home soil. But just remember this. The Germans, on seven occasions, yes, you heard me correctly, seven occasions, have knocked out a host nation. On six of those occasions, it's been in the semi-finals, would you believe? So, can Manuel Neuer and his teammates do some damage to the French here in Marseille? Well, we're going to find out tonight. This game may go the distance, of course. It may be extra time, and it may be those dreaded penalties. It may go all the way. We have a feeling about this one, don't we? Last night, we didn't think it would go all the way. Tonight,
Last night, we didn't think, and we're hoping that it shouldn't go. If not for Ronaldo, it might would have.
Tonight, what's your feeling?
There is a feeling that it might go all the way.
You think it'll go all the way?
Yeah, there's a feeling.
Extra time and penalties, or just extra time?
I just hope not, but maybe penalties. Why? Because both the teams are, you know, going to just test each other a little bit more safe, not to give away anything. And both are very strong, you know. You can't choose right now if you close your eyes and think which team is going to win. You can't pick a team.
Yeah.
On that context, it might go all the way.
Can we actually pick the teams themselves? Because there's been a few changes, some enforced through injury and suspension. So Portugal are in another final. Can they win it this time, unlike 2004? Yet to find out. I'm sure they're sitting in their hotel, watching the television screens, waiting and anticipating to find out who they will face. Who would they want to face, do you think?
I'm not sure. Just the moment you said they're watching on telly, you know, when you watch on telly and you've already reached the finals, you think, you know what, A team should come or the B team should come. I don't think they have a different answer. I'm sure they're in the dressing room. They have mixed emotions of who they want in finals. Mm-hmm. They have a France who are so good in attacking-wise and they are playing at home. And they're Germany.
Yeah.
We don't want to face them.
As far as last night is concerned, was it just a game too far for Wales, or did Wales not turn up, in your opinion?
I think they did well. It was just that Ronaldo magic in the 50th minute. If you take that out, the game was balanced. The game was equal.
Yeah.
We were thinking that Wales did relatively well in the first half.
Yeah.
Come the second half, 5 minute, one corner, boom, world-class header.
Yeah, it's been billed as a final, isn't it? It's a semi-final, but it's been billed as a final.
And he actually said that. We generally say that, you know, what happened in the past doesn't matter as a player. But he actually said what happened in 2014, where Hummels scored the header and they lost 1-0.
Yeah.
And they want to make it straight. That's a good one. Yeah, I mean, for me, I think what happened before doesn't matter that much.
Yeah.
They come in a very good form. Beating Iceland 5-2 was a very good game for them.
I mean, who would you pick out of that French team? Who's been the best player in this tournament so far?
Griezmann.
Pogba was hailed as the
if
star.
If I have to pick, then Griezmann, Matuidi, Giroud.
One.
Oh, you said one. Then I will choose Giroud.
Yeah. Just Giroud.
He's been tremendous. 10 goals in the last 9 starts.